Romans chapter 15. Some of us have no problems with these things, so we should be patient with those who are not so strong and have doubts. We should not do what pleases us, but do what pleases them and is good for them. We should do whatever helps the church grow stronger in faith. Even Christ did not live trying to please himself, as the scriptures say about him. Those people who insulted you have also insulted me. Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us. Those things were written so that we could have hope. That hope comes from the patience and encouragement that the scriptures give us. All patience and encouragement come from God. And I pray that God will help you all agree with each other as Christ Jesus wants. Then you will all be joined together. And all together you will give glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other. This will bring glory to God. I tell you that Christ became a servant of the Jews to show that God has done what he promised their great ancestors. Christ also did this so that the non-Jewish people could praise God for the mercy he gives to them. The scriptures say, quote, "So I will give thanks to you among the people of other nations. I will sing praise to your name." End of quote. Psalm 18:49. And the scriptures say, quote, "You people of other nations should be happy together with God's people." End of quote. Deuteronomy 32, verse 43. The scriptures also say, quote, "Praise the Lord, all you people of other nations. All people should praise the Lord." End of quote. Psalm 117, verse 7. And Isaiah says, "Someone will come from Jesse's family. He will come to rule over the nations, and they will put their hope in him." End of quote. Isaiah 11, verse 10. I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace as you trust in him. Then you will have more and more hope, and it will flow out of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul talks about his work. My brothers and sisters, I know without a doubt that you are full of goodness and have all of the knowledge you need. So you are certainly able to counsel each other. But I have written to you very openly about some things that I wanted you to remember. I did this because God gave me this special gift, to be a servant of Christ for those who are not Jews. I serve like a priest whose duty it is to tell God's good news. He gave me this work so that you non-Jewish people could be an offering that he will accept, an offering made holy by the Holy Spirit. That is why I feel so good about what I have done for God in my service to Christ Jesus. I will not talk about anything I did myself. I will only talk about what Christ has done with me in leading the non-Jewish people to obey God. They have obeyed him because of what I have said and done. And they obeyed him because of the power of the miraculous signs and wonders that happen, all because of the power of God's Spirit. I have told people the good news about Christ in every place from Jerusalem to Illyricum. And so I have finished that part of my work. I always want to tell the good news in places where people have never heard of Christ. I do this because I don't want to build on the work that someone else has already started. But as the scriptures say, quote, "Those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard about him will understand." End of quote. Isaiah 52, verse 15. Paul's plan to visit Rome. "That's what has kept me so busy and prevented my coming to see you, even though I have wanted to come many times. Now I have finished my work in these areas, and for many years I have wanted to visit you, so I will visit you when I go to Spain. Yes, I hope to visit you while I am traveling to Spain, and I will stay and enjoy being with you. Then you can help me continue on my trip. Now I am going to Jerusalem to help God's people there. Some of them are poor, and the believers in Macedonia and Achaia wanted to help them, so they gathered some money to send to them. They were happy to do this, and it was like paying something they owed them, because as non-Jews, they have been blessed spiritually by the Jews. So now they should use the material blessings they have to help the Jews. I am going to Jerusalem to make sure the poor get this money that has been given for them. After I finish that, I will leave for Spain and stop to visit you on the way. And I will know that when I visit you, I will bring you Christ's full blessing. Brothers and sisters, I beg you to help me in my work by praying to God for me. Do this because of our Lord Jesus and the love that the Spirit gives us. Pray that I will be saved from those in Judea who refuse to accept our message. And pray that this help I am bringing to Jerusalem will please God's people there. Then, if God wants me to, I will come to you. I will come with joy, and together you and I will have a time of rest. The God who gives peace be with you all. Amen.